When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price sinks to 46,700 despite record accumulation and supply shock events. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as well as the latest from Crypto Ed and Plan B. And as Will and Clemente points out here, strongest on-chain accumulation in the history of Bitcoin. Bears are flat out wrong. Enjoy the shakeout before 50,000 plus. And he also shares this wave of Bitcoin supply shock has the most momentum of any in recent history. We are going much higher over the coming months. Also in today's show, remarkable on-chain metrics could spell a Bitcoin and Ethereum bull market return, according to this new report by Glassnode Analytics, quoting them here. As the Bitcoin and wider crypto market rallies higher, a remarkable on-chain divergence continues to form across both Bitcoin and Ethereum. On-chain activity on both chains has remained quiet relative to bull market highs, even as price momentum continues upwards and bullish trends in supply dynamics remain in play. Also in today's show, Bitcoin in a super cycle. Well, analyst Will and Clemente says long-term Bitcoin hodlers are changing the current market structure. Quoting him here, if I had to use one chart to argue that we're in a super cycle, it would be this. Macro hodling behavior has shifted after March of last year, makes a convincing case for the end of the four-year cycle. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to go nuts in November, predicts on-chain analyst Willie Wu and explains why in this recent interview. Quoting him here, the last run-up was from 10 to 60,000 starting from October last year. The run-up before that was from 4 to 14,000 over a matter of months. So if October we start to peak, we're starting to look into November onwards to go. That's when the run-up happens. All the coins are being scooped up by these long-term guys. Just the structure of the market is like this thing is going to go nuts. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, crypto has forever changed the world of finance, democratizing wealth and power for the masses. And the lucky early adopters, well, there's a new asset class that's next in line for disruption. It isn't gold or real estate or even NFTs. It's a multi-million dollar blue chip art, one of the oldest and largest asset classes, estimated to be valued at over $1.7 trillion. And for the first time ever, one startup is opening the doors to this exclusive world, founded by a serial entrepreneur and top 100 art collector. After he made millions trading art for himself, he wanted to give everyday investors access to the same type of deals, and Masterworks was born. In two short years, they launched over 60 offerings and cleared over $150 million in deals and have signed up more than 200,000 members. Demand continues to explode for their unique product, but we have partnered with Masterworks to let our listeners skip their wait list. That's right. Just use our personal link at masterworks.io/cryptonews. Previous offerings have sold out within hours, so don't wait around. Again, that's masterworks.io/cryptonews, and see important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. As usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin saw fresh local lows on Tuesday as limp price action diverged further from bullish sentiment. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, Bitcoin evaded a bullish continuation before it started to break out once again this morning, right before I hit the record button, part of a multi-day range bound construction. The dip resulted in a push towards 48,000, with the bull still unable to gather momentum for an attack on that critical 50K psychological resistance. And for popular crypto trader, Crypto Ed, 48,200 was the level to watch for the continuation upward. As he shared here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin update showing some tricky moves. Retest failed overnight with the dump. Right now busy to print a BART pattern. Still having the same view. Reclaim that first horizontal and we're good to go. ETH USD looks much better. And based on that chart, I expect Bitcoin to go up again. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree with Crypto Ed. Now the mood amongst analysts broadly stayed optimistic on the day, despite the price action lagging any noticeable improvement in the market activity. Some highlighted conspicuous accumulation at the current levels, while on-chain metrics such as illiquid supply were also a talking point. Checking out the latest from William Clemente, this wave of Bitcoin supply shock has the most momentum of any in recent history. We are going much higher over the coming months. And he also shares here, strongest on-chain accumulation in the history of Bitcoin. Bears are flat out wrong. Enjoy the shakeout before 50,000 plus. Let's go BTC. Now let's talk about the altcoins. We have Solana and Polkadot, which were the standouts in the top 10 cryptos by market cap. Solana continued making new highs, gaining 28% for the day, touching $127 and currently in price discovery mode, while Polkadot added an additional 18%. Now Ether is also on the move, up about 8.5% for the day at the time of this recording, trading at about $3,430. And as you can see, the entire market is pumping once again and in the green. And before I break down our next story of the day, remarkable on-chain metrics could spell Bitcoin and Ethereum bull market return, according to this new report, as well as Bitcoin is in a super cycle, says analyst William Clemente, as long-term Bitcoin hodlers are changing the market structure, as well as Bitcoin to go nuts in November, predicts on-chain analyst and statistician Willy Wu, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, you gotta love it when everything is in the green. We have Bitcoin up 0.3%, trading just under 48,000. Ether up 8%, trading just above 3,400. Solana up 28%, trading at $126. Polkadot up 18%, trading just under $29. And Chainlink up 9%, trading just under $27. Now let's check out the latest from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. Bitcoin fees, which are in the blue line, are low since this summer. This is not because of low transactions, low demand for block space, but because a large exchange, I will not say who, finally implemented SegWit transactions. SegWit adoption, which is the yellow line, is now about 80%. Expect fees to stay low, as you can see in this chart entitled Bitcoin SegWit Adoption. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin and Ethereum have started showing remarkable bullish divergences that echo the start of bullish price trends. That's according to the latest data collected by on-chain analytics firm Glassnode this week. That's right, in its latest weekly report, the week on-chain Glassnode revealed that while the price action remains quiet, on-chain metrics suggest that it could well be lagging behind much more bullish sentiment, quoting them right here, as the Bitcoin and wider crypto market rallies higher, a remarkable on-chain divergence continues to form across both Bitcoin and Ethereum. On-chain activity on both chains has remained quiet relative to bull market highs, even as price momentum continues upwards and bullish trends and supply dynamics remain in play. Now the signs are literally everywhere, from mushrooming network participation to record transaction value. Bitcoin and Ethereum are anything but quiet under the hood. Now active entities on the Bitcoin blockchain are particularly noteworthy. Despite prices being near 50,000, these are still one-third below the all-time highs, but growing rapidly. Quoting the report again here, it is notable that current activity on both chains is similar to the stable pre-bull accumulation range established in mid to late 2020. Analysts added, as you can see right here, it shows you the Bitcoin active entities annotated chart brought to you by Glassnode. Now the disparity between these on-chain tendencies and price action is already well known and bears similarities to the crypto market of quarter four of 2020, just before the latest bull market really took off. And the report shares, whilst the divergence between price and on-chain activity is historically abnormal for a full-scale bull market, it is not an uncommon signature for a pre-bull and pre-supply squeeze dynamic. The report continues, these periods often accompany the end of a bear market accumulation, where the investors who remain are the strong hands, those with the highest conviction. That's right. Now, Bitcoin token transfers also hit a two-year high, another massively bullish indicator. One nuance focuses on transaction numbers. These are likewise almost 40% below their peak. But in terms of Bitcoin transferred, Bitcoin had its biggest week in 2 years just this month. And quoting the CryptoQuant CEO, Ki Young Ju, he wrote, Bitcoin tokens transferred, not entity adjusted, hit a two-year high a few days ago. These transactions were not from exchanges. Possible explanations would be, number one, over the counter deals. Number two, whales move due to regulations. And number three, unlabeled exchange wallets move for security or for regulation reasons. And should the status quo continue, the outlook for Bitcoin and Ethereum price action is rosy, Glassnode concludes, adding that only aggressive selling of coins that have not moved for an extended period of time would constitute an invalidation of the bull signals. So there you have it. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin in a super cycle, analyst Juan Clemente says long-term BTC hodlers are changing the market structure, as well as Bitcoin to go nuts in November, predicts on-chain analyst and statistician Willy Wu, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.1 trillion with $114 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance on the decline at 42.7%, with the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Arweave leading the pack, up 66% for the day and 134% for the week, trading just under $69. Celo up 43%, trading at $6.41. And Harmony up 29%, trading just under 13 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 in greed. Yesterday was a 73, last week a 79, and last month a 60 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular on-chain analyst Juan Clemente says that a Bitcoin super cycle is in the cards as long as Bitcoin hodlers are changing the market structure of the leading crypto. Clemente tells his 205,000 Twitter followers that the illiquid supply ratio, a metric that tracks the number of illiquid coins relative to overall Bitcoin supply, has been in a strong uptrend ever since Bitcoin recovered from the pandemic-induced panic of last year. Quoting him right here, if I had to use one chart to argue that we're in a super cycle, it would be this. Macro hodling behavior has shifted after March of last year, makes a convincing case for the end of the four-year cycle. And in this chart, you can see the supply shock ratios. Now, a Bitcoin super cycle is a thesis suggesting that Bitcoin will continue rallying and print fresh all-time highs instead of entering a bear market and having massive 80% drawdowns, just like what happened during the end of the 2013 and 2017 bull cycles. Now, how many of you are around for those cycles? Let me know in the live chat. Now, according to Will and Clemente, long-term hodlers or entities that have kept their Bitcoin dormant for at least 5 months are changing the narrative for this cycle. Quoting him here, structurally, this time actually is different. Long-term Bitcoin hodlers set the floor. That's right. Clemente also highlights that the number of coins owned by long-term hodlers have made a sharp recovery since the May 2021 crash and is now at an all-time high. Quoting him again here, we've got a new all-time high in Bitcoin supply held by long-term investors. These entities now hold 12,731,000 Bitcoins, and as a percentage of circulating supply, these long-term investors now possess 67.7% of supply. And when factoring out lost coins using adjusted supply instead of circulating, this number is as high as 84.5% of the supply. As you can see right here in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin total supply held by long-term hodlers as it continues to grow. This is another massively bullish indicator for the Bitcoin market. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss Bitcoin to go nuts in November, predicts on-chain analyst and statistician Willy Wu and explains why. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day and help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Wiley followed on-chain analyst Willy Wu predicts Bitcoin will go nuts in the coming months as long-term hodlers continue to accumulate the leading cryptocurrency. In a new episode of the What Bitcoin Did podcast, Wu says that long-term hodlers or entities that have kept their Bitcoin dormant for at least 5 months will make their presence felt in the coming months. Quoting him right here, this is a macro cycle thing. You would have seen it at the 2015-2014 bottom. You saw it at the 2019 bottom. And actually, you saw it over 2020 where we came back down. There was this COVID crisis. There was Michael Saylor scooping up all the coins. And that was another peak of long-term hodlers accumulating. We're moving into a peak and we'll be able to peak at current rates by next month. That means peak accumulation. Peak accumulation means that's defining the kind of sideways band. And then after that, we do a run-up. The last run-up was $10,000 to $60,000 starting from October last year. The run-up before that was from $4,000 to $14,000 over a matter of months. So if October we start to peak, we're starting to look into November onwards to go. That's when the run-up happens. All the coins are being scooped up by these long-term guys. Just the structure of the market is like, this thing is going to go nuts. Wu also says that he's looking at on-chain data, and he believes that this cycle is different from that of the 2013 bull market. According to Willy Wu, he doesn't believe that the current bull run will end with one massive surge. Quoting him again here, the latest stuff we can see in the data between the investors is that it's not going to repeat, and this cycle is not a 2013 double pump and a blow off top. This is completely different. This is the new 2020 onward cycle, which we've never seen before. If you look on chain, it's a completely different structure. Never seen it before. This is very promising. We're going to have another run, and forget December sell-off, which has happened every other top. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview on the What Bitcoin Did podcast with Willy Wu, check the show notes below the video in the description. It's entitled Bitcoin Versus the Banking Rails. Now let me know if you agree with Willy Wu that this November will go absolutely nuts. And when do you anticipate a new all-time high for the king of all crypto? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price sinks to 46,700 despite record accumulation and supply shock events, as Will and Clemente shares. This wave of Bitcoin supply shock has the most momentum of any in recent history. We are going much higher over the coming months. And he also shares that we have the strongest on-chain accumulation in the history of Bitcoin. Also in today's show, we discussed these remarkable on-chain metrics, which could spell Bitcoin and Ethereum bull market return, according to this new report by Glassnode Analytics. Also in today's show, we discussed a Bitcoin super cycle, as analyst Will and Clemente says long-term BTC hodlers are changing the current market structure, as well as Bitcoin to go nuts in November, predicts on-chain analyst Willy Wu, and explains why. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to BitBud. I appreciate the contribution via the super chat, and I appreciate the doobie doe. You the man. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Bring Facts wrote, don't know what I do without you every morning. Probably drink coffee, watch the political theater, and hate life as a no coiner. Not even knowing I was one. Been there, done that. Life is beautiful when you finally free yourself. I appreciate your continued support. Bring Facts. You the man. Now this next comment comes from Ellen, who wrote, hate being late JV and missing any of the show with fam. Highlight of the day is finding out how the crypto world is. You already bring the news and a lot of funny moments. I'll see you all mañana. I appreciate your continued support, Ellen. You are amazing. Stay blessed. And the third and final comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, thanks for the crypto news, JV. Always there, always reliable, always dedicated. You are a bright shining star in the crypto sphere. And I put, aw, thanks, Katie. I got nothing but love for you. Thanks for your continued support. See you tomorrow. Love and light. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Crypto has forever changed the world of finance, democratizing wealth and power for the masses. And the lucky early adopters, well, there's a new asset class that's next in line. For disruption, it isn't gold or real estate or even NFTs. It's a multi-million dollar blue chip art, one of the oldest and largest asset classes, estimated to be valued at over $1.7 trillion. And for the first time ever, one startup is opening the doors to this exclusive world, founded by a serial entrepreneur and top 100 art collector. After he made millions trading art for himself, he wanted to give everyday investors access to the same type of deals, and Masterworks was born. In 2 short years, they launched over 60 offerings and cleared over $150 million in deals, and have signed up more than 200,000 members. Demand continues to explode for their unique product, but we have partnered with Masterworks to let our listeners skip their wait list. That's right, just use our personal link at masterworks.io/crypto news. Previous offerings have sold out within hours, so don't wait around. Again, that's masterworks.io/crypto news, and see important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.